The Fairy Hill. One sunny day, a little girl called Millie was playing in the field near her home. Suddenly, she heard a little voice say, "Hello, please help me." Millie looked round to see who was crying. She saw a fairy caught in a spider's web. "Please set me free," said the fairy. Millie gently lifted the fairy from the web. "Thank you for saving me from that spider," she said. "Please take me home to the Fairy Hill." Off they went until they came to a little door in the hill. The fairy said, "As you saved my life, please come to tea with the king and the queen."
"I would love to," said Millie, "but I can't get through that tiny door."
"Oh, that's easy," said the fairy. She touched Millie with her wand. Millie felt herself getting smaller and smaller. Soon she was almost the same size as the fairy. Now she was small enough to go through the door. The fairy opened the door. Then she held Millie's hand and led her into the Fairy Hill, where no real people had ever been before. They crept past a fairy guard who was asleep and down a long tunnel. Millie thought it was the strangest place she had ever seen. The fairy took Millie to meet the king and the queen. They were so pleased when they heard what Millie had done, they ordered a special parade just for her. First, the king's banner carriers and the trumpeteers came past. Then the royal guards came marching by, carrying swords and spears. After the parade, Millie met the king's son, Prince Ozipod. He bowed low and gave her a big bunch of fairy flowers. "Please take these," he said. "They are magic flowers. They will never die. Keep them and you will always remember coming inside the Fairy Hill." Then the fairy choir stood up and sang a special song about Millie and the fairy princess. All the other fairies clapped and cheered. The fairy band did not want to be left out. They got up and played a tune for Millie. It was so funny that all the other fairies laughed. Some elves were practicing a new balancing act. But every time the last one climbed right to the top, the ones at the bottom fell over. A funny dwarf tried to juggle acorns. He threw them up in the air. When he tried to catch them, the clumsy clowns were always in the way. Then Millie went to the royal kitchen. The cook was busy making cakes for Millie's special party. Little imp waiters rushed around with silver dishes. They were full of pies, cakes, and sticky buns. Gnomes were sent to the cellars. They carried up barrels of acorn beer and bottles of parsley wine. The feast was spread out on the grass in the middle of the magic wood. Sweets and lollipops grew on the trees, and their trunks were made of toffee. When everything was ready, Millie blew out the candles on the cake. Then the king rang a silver bell. He said, "Let the feast begin!" Millie tasted everything. Suddenly, she yawned and said, "I must go home. My mother will wonder where I have been all this time." "Oh, don't worry about being late," said the fairy king. "Time stands still in fairyland, but don't forget to take your magic flowers with you." "Oh, thank you for my lovely party," Millie said to the king and the queen. She ran off down the long tunnel back to the world of ordinary people. When she came out of the fairy hill, she fell down into the long grass. It was as tall as trees because she was still so small. When she stood up, she had grown back to her real size again. She looked round in the grass, but she could not see the tiny door in the hill anymore. "Did I make it all up?" said Millie. Then she opened her hand. The tiny flowers that the fairy prince had given her were still there. It was lunchtime when Millie got home, but she did not want any. "Where have you been?" said her mother. Millie just smiled. That was her secret.